I believe we all recognize the value of checkups. We sometimes go to the doctor, and there are several things that the doctor will check, our vital signs, our blood pressure, the heart, the lungs, and he or she will let us know how we are doing physically. And those kinds of checkups are needful and necessary. But I believe it is also imperative that we have a checkup on our relationship with God, our spiritual well-being. And the Bible encourages us to do this sort of thing. Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 40, "Let us examine and probe our ways, and let us return to the Lord." So the prophet was challenging his people to examine, to probe their ways, and once they did that, hopefully they would return to the Lord. Haggai chapter 1. Haggai is one of what we call the post-exilic prophets. Chapter 1, "Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, 'Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies desolate?'" And he's talking about God's house, the temple. "Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much, but harvest little. You eat, but there is not enough to be satisfied. You drink, but there is not enough to become drunk. You put on clothing, but no one is warm enough. And he who earns wages to put them into a purse withholds." Anybody identify with that? "Thus says the Lord, consider your ways." So certainly Haggai was encouraging his people to think about some of the things that God was concerned about and not just their own personal interests. Consider your ways. Psalm 119 verse 59, "I considered my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies." And then Paul in 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5, "Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test?" Of all the exercises in the Christian faith, perhaps self-examination is the one that perhaps is most challenging. Now, there are exercises that are challenging, but this exercise of self-examination, I believe, is indeed in that category. One of the impressive things about David, in spite of all of his letdowns, failures, valleys in his life, he was always open to God to say, "Search me." Let's read again the text that was read for us this morning, Psalm 139. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way." Isn't that a bold, isn't that a courageous prayer that David expresses there in Psalm 139? Now, I realize that it's much easier for me to search your life, to examine your life, than it is for me to examine my life. But here is a challenge for us to examine ourselves. And I think there are a few things that we could indeed examine. Number one, our prayer life. We need to examine our prayer life. And I believe that the person who is spiritually fit has a healthy prayer life, and he or she communes daily with God. Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, "Pray without ceasing." So our prayer life is an indication or index of how healthy we are spiritually. Now, Jesus taught his disciples to pray. This is what we sometimes call the model prayer, the disciples' prayer, the Lord's prayer. Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 9. "Pray then in this way, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our Father, the paternity of God. It means that we have access to the very throne of grace. Hallowed be your name. We might say the priority of God. We hallow his name in worship when we live a life of obedience to him. Your kingdom come. We might say God's program. Kingdom, rule, or reign of God. Now, I recognize that we do not pray for God's kingdom to be established. It has been established already, but we pray for God to rule and to reign in our hearts. That is something that we can pray daily, that God will certainly have control of our hearts. Your will be done. We might call that the purpose of God. That's what life is about, is doing God's will. We talk about it in my class this morning, that Jesus said, I have not come down from heaven to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. Give us this day the provision from God. Forgive us God's pardon. Lead us not into temptation. God's protection. Prayer is such a vital and important part of the Christian life. And we cannot be spiritually fit if we do not commune with God in prayer. So perhaps that's one of the areas that we might want to examine here this morning, is our prayer life. Number two, what about our attitude? We need to examine our attitude and see if it is such that makes us spiritually well. Let God put his stethoscope on our hearts for sounding out our hates, our cynicisms, our motives, our ingratitudes. Attitudes are important. More important than the past, circumstances, failures, or successes. More important than what people think or say or do. Appearance or the giftedness or the skill that a person might have. How can we develop a healthy attitude? Well, number one, maybe we need to try to become an ambassador of good to all that you meet. Try your best to look for the good in the people you encounter. Now, I'm not saying that that sometimes can be a challenge, but you want to try to do that. Number two, sometimes we may need to practice the replacement principle. None of us needs to stay the way we are. If we have negative attitudes, let's do our very best to replace them with some positive ones. If you're an anger-prone person, learn to love. If your life is captivated by fear, develop a stronger faith in God. If your problem is greed, become generous. Give of your life. And then we need to learn, of course, to forgive. That was part of the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. I think we need to express appreciation for others. I think that's that encouragement thing, to try to be an encourager in every way that we possibly can. And then I think it's important that we try to develop a sense of humor. Proverbs chapter 70, verse 22, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Or chapter 15, verse 13, a joyful heart makes a cheerful face, but when the heart is sad, the spirit is broken. So trying to develop a healthy sense of humor, I think, will help us to have the kind of attitude that we need to have. So our attitude, in many ways, determines our approach to life. It determines our relationship with people. And our attitude at the beginning of a task will affect its outcome more than anything else. And our attitude can turn our problems into blessings. Our attitude can give us an uncommonly positive perspective. Our attitude allows us to have the desire to change. Our attitude, I believe, will help us to live one day at a time. And we must continually choose to have the right attitude. So maybe that's one thing that we can check in terms of this self-examination, our attitudes. And then our priorities. Let me ask us some questions. What are we doing with our lives? Our time, our opportunities. What are the real priorities and goals of our lives? Are we engaged in something that is going to outlast us? What are we producing for God? What do we stand for? Is our neighborhood a better place because we live there? What are our real priorities in life? And I believe that they will tell us something about our spiritual wellness. If we can say that I am seeking first God's kingdom and His righteousness, I believe that is a good sign of a spiritually healthy person. You know, Jesus there in Matthew 6, verse 33, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." I forgot to include this on the outline, but I've shared with you before. But one of the things that has helped me in terms of that verse of seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness is, again, to take that word first and to make a little acrostic out of it. And the F stands for focus. What am I focused on? Am I really doing my best to keep my eyes on the Lord? You know, it's so easy to lose our focus. I mean, that can happen any place, any time. It can happen even when we come together here, together as the body of God's people. The old story that I've shared with you, that the two ladies who came to church, and one lady said to the other, "Hey, did you see that dress that so-and-so had on?" "No." "Well, did you notice that hat that Myrtle was wearing?" "No." And she said, "Well, a lot of good it does you to go to church." Well, that's not why we're coming together. Focus. When we come together, we certainly want to focus on the Lord and focus. Yes, we focus on our brothers and sisters in Christ, not so much on what they're wearing, but we're focusing on enhancing and strengthening the fellowship with one another. Then we can look at our income. We can check, look at our check stubs and see if we are making the most of the possessions in order to glorify God. Then we can take a look at the relationships. What about relationships? Are we doing things that will hopefully strengthen our relationships? Are we trying to improve our relationships with one another and with God? And then we can look at, the S stands for security. Where do I go when I'm in need? Where do I turn first? I hope it's to God. Again, the fellow goes to the doctor and the doctor tells him, "I'm sorry, sir, I don't think there's anything we can do but pray." And he said, "Well, has it come to that? Well, has it come to that?" That's where it starts. That's where it continues. And that's where it ends. And then the last is for time. The T is for time. And there maybe we need to periodically take a look at our day timers and see, what are we scheduling in? What are we scheduling out? Are we using the time that God has given us to the best of our ability? Are we making the most of our time? As Paul reminds us, because the days are evil. our prayer life, our attitude, and our priorities. That's what I want to challenge all of us to do, that kind of self-examination this morning. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. Are we willing to truly examine ourselves before God? Now, that's just good for us. God already knows. We realize that. But I think that's important for us to follow David's example. Search me, O God, and know my hearts. Try me and know my actions. And if there is any hurtful way in me, please lead me in the everlasting way. So where are we? Are we comfortable this morning with a spiritual checkup? If not, the good news is that we can come to the great physician who can indeed make us well and to help us in terms of improving that prayer life and those attitudes and those priorities. And so if there's anyone today who needs to take that first step of obedience to Christ through faith, repentance, baptism, we encourage you to step out in faith and do that today. If you desire the prayers of the congregation, we're here to pray with you, to pray for you in any way that we possibly can, to help you, to encourage you in this self-examination. Let's stand together and sing our song. There.